First, though, there have been heated exchanges between the Human Rights Commissioner President, Gillian Triggs, and the Immigration Minister this morning, as Scott Morrison tried to defend the government's policy of keeping children in detention. The minister was appearing before the Commission's inquiry into children in detention hearings in Canberra, and Commissioner Triggs challenged Mr. Morrison to explain the treatment of children in detention. The tension was strongest, though, when the minister challenged Professor Triggs when she compared the Christmas Island Detention Centre to a prison. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Mr. Morrison's opening statement to Professor Triggs' inquiry touched on how difficult the issue is.
There is no decision that I or any of my predecessors take as a minister in this area that is not free of moral burden. Our decisions affect people's lives. It is a heavy responsibility that no minister carries lightly, regardless of their political affiliation. Unlike commentators, as a minister does not have the luxury of an opinion for which there are no consequences.
Professor Triggs pressed Mr. Morrison on why he's taken the approach he has.
How can you justify detaining children in these conditions for more than a year when there's no evidence that this is the policy that is stopping the boats, but rather Operation Sovereign Borders, however you define it, with three-star generals or civilian authorities, whatever name you put to it, the reality is that physical force and power has stopped these boats. I want to know why, on what moral and legal basis you are holding these children in terms of achieving that outcome in terms of your promise to the Australian public.
Well, I've already said in my testimony, Madam President, that for those who are held on the mainland or on Christmas Island, other than those who are subject to the offshore processing policy of arrival post July 19, it is our intention not to hold them in detention. It is our intention to get them out of detention, and that has been our practice, with over 500 having been removed from detention since we were elected. The offshore processing policy, though, Madam President, the offshore processing policy, which has a consequence of children also being subject to that policy and placed in those facilities offshore, which I note is not a subject of this inquiry, that policy of offshore processing, combined with all the others I've mentioned, has produced the results collectively combined that this government has been able to achieve.
The minister strongly defended the timing of releasing some children from detention when he was pressed on why it's taken him nearly a year to announce that those under 10 will be let out.
I was very concerned, given the experience we've seen of single adult males turning up in some appalling accommodation conditions because of the way, under the last government, they were basically just dumped out into the community, that I wasn't going to see young children turning up in flop houses and places like that and disused commercial accommodation where they could have been vulnerable to any number of forms of abuse. The bottom line that I look at is how many less children are there in detention today than when I became minister? And the answer to that is over 530 less.
Mr. Morrison says no one wants to see children in detention, but says one hurdle has been that the Labor and Greens parties have combined in the Senate to block him from bringing in a temporary protection visa. Professor Triggs wasn't pleased with that.
You've been in government now for nearly a year, and you've spent a lot of time today saying that the problems really derive from the former government. Our job is
not... Well, the children didn't turn up under this government except for 350. 8,400 turned up under the previous government,
at least that number is still in detention.
So I think that's a fair statement.
So you have been saying it repeatedly this morning.
Because it's true, Madam President.
Well, we're concerned not with the political blame, but we're trying to understand why these children are still in detention. The point I'm trying to get to is that if you're able on a ship to ask four questions to assess whether or not somebody might be entitled to refugee status, why has it taken you nearly a year before you've even begun the assessment of the 30,000?
Mr. Morrison defends the facilities on Christmas Island.
I don't accept as a generalisation that the services provided at Christmas Island are substandard, as you've suggested. They have been on a pressure at times, but I can particularly say now where there has not been a transfer to Christmas Island since last year, that as that population has fallen from around 2,400 to less than 1,000 now, the pressure on those facilities has been significantly reduced.
Professor Triggs has a totally different view of the situation on the island.
Any analysis that is either locked detention or a prison,
well,
whatever
word... You would have been to many jails and prisons.
Indeed.
And are you suggesting that Long Bay Jail is the same as a pool-fenced alternative place of detention at Phosphate Hill on Christmas Island?
I would like to move on, but basically I have been a practising lawyer since I was 22 years old, and I've been to many prisons, and I know a prison when I see it.
Well, Madam President, I've just asked you. Mm-hmm. You've said that these places are prisons. Now, you've been in prisons, so you're telling me that the Phosphate Hill compound on Christmas Island is the same as Long Bay Jail.
I'm not saying they're equivalent. I'm saying that
the prison facilities... Well, we can move
on then, I think,
Madam President.
Thank you.
And that's the Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs ending that report from political correspondent Louise Yaxley.